Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. Quite an emotional day for the Padres. They beat the New York Mets Sunday afternoon at Petco Park 2-1. The big story was rookie Cuban pitcher Odey Despaigne. 7 2/3 no-hit innings of baseball. He finished a 123-pitch effort. If he had gotten the no-hitter, it would have been the first time in 46-year history of the Friars that somebody pitched a no-hitter on their side. Seth Smith won it with an infield single in the ninth inning. Mets pitchers misplayed two ground balls in that ninth inning to fuel that Padre comeback. Yasmani Grandal hit another home run. Despaigne's been unbelievable. The 27-year-old Cuban pitcher has now allowed just 5 runs in his first 5 major league starts. Off day today for the Padres, travel to Chicago, open a 7-game road trip against the Cubs at Wrigley Field tomorrow. The aftermath of the Padres-Angels 6-player trade over the weekend, Houston Street goes to the Angels for 4 top young prospects. My beef, the Padres never got an outfield bat that they desperately need for the rest of this season and next season. Meanwhile, Carlos Quentin is ailing again, out of the lineup, ongoing knee problems. Dodgers won a road game in St. Louis, a 4-3 victory. Adrian Gonzalez with a 9th-inning RBI single. L.A. is just beginning a very tough 9-game road trip, and they don't have Yasiel Puig. Their star Cuban slugger is out with a bruised hand. Angels play. Angels win. They beat Seattle 6-5. Mike Trout, Cole Calhoun hit home runs. How about the Halos? They have won 12 of 14 and 21 of 26. Bad injury, San Francisco Giants. Just 15 days after they took him off the DL because of a broken thumb, Brandon Belt, their star first baseman, goes back on the disabled list. He's out with a possible concussion. Puig is out of the Dodger lineup. They're going to continue to examine the badly bruised hand. Got beaned by a pitch over the weekend. Texas loses outfielder Alex Rios with a sprained ankle. Cardinals concern Matt Holliday gets hurt running the bases yesterday, may have a minor concussion. Miami DL's relief pitcher Kevin Gregg with elbow problems. Mets have activated Jonathan Neese, one of their frontline starting pitchers. Yankees get good news. CC Sabathia, the big money left-handed pitcher, does not need microfracture surgery, but rather scar tissue surgery. They think he'll be ready for spring training with no problem. And the Atlanta Braves have given up on veteran second baseman Dan Uggla, the one who hits home runs and strikes out. After suspending him, they decided to release him. They're going to eat his $16 million contract. The Baseball Players Association is preparing to file a massive grievance against the Houston Astros for the Astros' handling of the Brady Aiken contract. Aiken is the number one pick in the entire draft, did not sign over the weekend in a feud about the health of an elbow ligament. It's not torn, it is malformed. The Astros reduced their signing bonus offer after it had been agreed to 3 different times. Now the union's going to file a grievance. They want Brady Aiken declared a free agent. NFL training camps opening this week. Buffalo Bills without their defensive tackle, Marcell Dareus, removed from the roster after he failed a conditioning drill. Dareus is the young player who's been arrested multiple times this summer in Buffalo. Minnesota Vikings have suspended their special teams coach Mike Prefer for 3 games without pay and fined him $100,000 for gay slurs he directed at former Vikings punter Chris Cluey. 49er defensive end Alden Smith, who's had 3 different incidents with the police involving guns, alcohol, and a bomb threat comment he made at LAX, placed on probation for 3 years, sentenced to do 11 days of cleaning up garbage on the highways, and those sentences are going to be served 11 straight Mondays during the NFL football season. NFL, meanwhile, still without a franchise in Los Angeles. This is the 20th anniversary of the defection of the Rams and Raiders. The league has confirmed it's looking at a unique proposal in which the league would fund the building of a new stadium in L.A., and any team that would move in there would have to pay a major territorial fee, and all the league teams would share from the profits of the new stadium. Horrible story, brings up a lot of bad memories at Penn State University. Matt Sandusky, the adopted son of former offensive line coach Jerry Sandusky, says he was forced to perform oral sex on his stepfather. Says Jerry Sandusky never believed he was hurting young boys that he touched and fondled. It was Jerry Sandusky's, quote, expression of love. This comes from his stepson. Jerry Sandusky, of course, is in prison for 60 years. Busy weekend NBA basketball. Lakers signed free agent Chicago Bulls center Carlos Boozer. They'll pay him $3.2 million to get him in beneath the cap. Because the Bulls waived him in the amnesty clause, Chicago's responsible for the rest of the $16 million salary. Bulls, by the way, signed veteran free agent guard Aaron Brooks to a contract. New Orleans Pelicans have signed ex-Sacramento Kings and former BYU star Jimmer Fredette to a contract. And Philadelphia center Andrew Bynum is now contemplating sitting out the entire coming season to get his surgically repaired knees completely healthy. He's hardly played basketball over the last 2 years. Big story in hockey, the Detroit Red Wings ownership has committed $650 million to build a new Olympia Arena in the heart of downtown Detroit. British Open Golf Tournament, what a weekend for Rory McIlroy. Wire to wire, start to finish, atop the leaderboard. He finishes 17 under par. McIlroy wins his third major under the age of 25. Only Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods have accomplished that. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.